Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, it'll be clouds and sun, high this afternoon, around 16. In Racine today, the Women's Resource Center presented with a check for over $12,000 plus needed items by the Women's Health Course students of UW Parkside Professor Penny Leiter. Women's Health, one of the many courses offered at Parkside, the students engage with community organizations by applying what they learn in the classroom to real-life situations. This year's group secured a substantial grant from the Webb Foundation, while Jockey International was among the businesses contributing clothing items. The one-time treasurer for the Randall School PTA, Tara Meaner, being recommended for probation at her February 15 sentencing by the Kenosha County District Attorney's Office. The reason? The 45-year-old Twin Lakes resident has repaid the almost $25,000 she took from the school group between 2011 and November of 2013, and she accepted a plea agreement to a lesser charge from the original theft in a business setting allegation, a felony with a maximum 10 years in prison. Fire in Kenosha Monday night caused considerable damage to a home at 7920 21st Avenue. It claimed the life of one family pet. The cause, possibly dryer lint caught in a trap. The Red Cross contacted about offering help to the family with their immediate housing needs. Sturtevant's Village Board will meet tonight, part of the continual committee meetings, scheduled to consider a request for creation of an ice skating rink at North Park. That gathering to begin at 6 p.m. at the Village Hall. The request comes from Village resident Daniel Moore. It's been received positively thus far. And employers in Wisconsin are planning to cut back on their hiring at the start of the year, so says a new manpower survey. 17% of the responding state companies plan to add staffers January through March. That's 7% less than a year ago. The good news, fewer companies planning layoffs, just 5% statewide. AccuWeather forecast, clouds and sun this afternoon, high 16. Tonight, clear, a low maybe 4 above, then partly cloudy tomorrow, a high of 17, but wind chill readings well below zero. I'm Tom Carkle, WRJN News.